Yeah, your piggy bank is gonna need bigger pants next month.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perv. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties, besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com and the creator of the Email Marketing Fairy ebook with over 50 grab and go email marketing templates covering everything from an 11-part amazing and profitable sales funnel to a 9-part authority building welcome series. In case if you don't really have any products yet, don't worry, I tell you how you can still make money with that one as well, and 20 grab and go weekly newsletter templates that you can use if you're like, I've got no idea what to send to my list at all. Please just write them for me. So we have those as well, all in the Email Marketing ebook fairy, which you can get by heading on over to katedoster.com/email marketing fairy. Now, if you were listening to this episode in real time, happy May, y'all. It is actually not just May. It is more money May. What? So this month I have lined up a series of interviews and solo shows with one goal: to help get you a bigger piggy bank. Like, that is it, y'all. That is it. So we are going to be tackling everything from money-making summits to recurring revenue to gamifying your courses to actually passively selling them without sales emails. We are also going to be talking about hiring a VA. Now, this is a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and we're actually going to be covering it next Monday. I brought in an expert for that because what I found is I was actually being the bottleneck in my business. Sure, trawling for traffic was keeping me on point, but there's really things in my businesses that I did not have to be doing anymore. It just made more sense to actually outsource those. And can I tell you, since actually hiring a VA, the skies have opened up, and I don't know why I didn't do it sooner. So of course, we're going to be talking about how to interview people, how to find them, and what tasks you should start delegating and what ones you should never delegate. So that's actually coming up next week. Now, today, guys, we are bringing back our first ever repeat guest, and that is Tara Dawn of Uncork Your Dork. Now, originally, we were going to have one mega episode where Tara was going to be talking about money-making summits, virtual summits in particular, and one about membership sites and recurring revenue. We were going to do it all together. But guys, the interview went on for like 120 minutes and I couldn't like cut anything. All of it was dripping in pure gold. So I'm like, you know what? Let's go ahead and do another first. And we're actually going to be breaking up her interview into two parts. So today we are going to be talking about virtual summits. If you don't know what they are, don't worry. We addressed that at the very beginning of this interview. And then on Thursday, what? Thursdays, I'm actually going to be releasing the second half of our interview, which is all about money making recurring revenue sources. Say that 8 times fast. So we'll bring back Tara for that one as well. But before we head into summits, if you want to see one firsthand, which is going to be talking about amazing tools and systems that you can use in your business, y'all, then you want to head over to katedoster.com/beep. So BEEP, or just click the cover art. It's the first one in the show notes. So this is the Beep Boop Beep Bop summit that Tara Dawn is hosting, all about systems and tools in your business. Now, we're having this cover everything from Zapier to Desato to Asana. I know, the arch enemy of Trello, but I'm still going to check out that presentation, to Member Vault. Oh my goodness, guys, that is really just grazing the surface of all of the amazing presentations that you're going to have as part of this summit. But the thing is, guys, it's happening this Friday and replays are only available for 24 hours. So I want to make sure that you have your seat for this summit right now. So head on over to katedoster.com/beep in order to get your free ticket. Now, guys, without further ado, let's bring on Tara Dawn, the creator of the Beep Beep Boop Bop Summit, the Traffic Summit, and the mastermind behind the Wham Bam Business Plan membership site. All right, y'all. Well, welcome back, our first ever second time guest, Tara Dawn. What? And we are actually going to be talking about two different ways that you can make money here in Mo Money May. What? So it's literally like double on double on double. Like, how cool is that y'all, we are the coolest. So Taradon, is there any other stuff that you would like to say? Re-welcome yourself to the Inbox Besties community, especially if we've got our new listeners.
Oh, well, welcome new listeners. That what? Is super exciting. What, what? Oh, what? I watch Superstore and there's this character on there that goes, wah, and it's so hilarious. It's so funny. Oh, Lord. So, no. Anyways, yeah, welcome new listeners. That is super, super exciting. So, I know you guys got the full introduction, but my name is Taradon. And yeah, I run a blog all about generating traffic and creating recurring revenue, all the fun things in blogging life. And then I recently, as in last year, very beginning of last year, launched a membership course that a membership course. I like to combine everything. Launched a membership.
We're hybrid, y'all.
Yeah, what? Launched a membership. We launched a membership. Oh, God, it's going to happen the whole way through this.
I can edit it out, I guess. No, I may tell them it's going to be a drinking game.
It's going to be every time we say want, want. Not in a car. Don't play the drinking game if you're in a car.
Honk your horn when you hear it.
Yeah, there you go. Just honk your own horn. It'll be great. Oh my God, that sounds amazing. Everyone should do that. Every time Kate and I go wah wah, you just honk your horn.
It'll be great.
So I launched a membership site that walks you through basically launching a business and then launching your first recurring revenue stream. So it's specifically, I don't know about you, but I grew up, even my own father, who I adore dearly, but my own father told me many times in my business owning career that I'm not going to make a profit until 5 years down the line. And I used to get so, so angry because I feel like that was maybe the case in the old days when there wasn't any social media and there wasn't, you know, you couldn't have a presence in a few months, you know. Mm. It took you years to, and a lot of yellow page ads to get people to really focus on you, you know. Things are a lot easier in some ways and a lot more difficult in some ways these days. But I do strongly believe that you can make a profit in a year, you know, or less. You just have to figure out what problems you're trying to solve. You have to be really, really strong about the problem you're trying to solve, and you have to create a dependable, and that's the key word, I'm going to say it like 10 billion times throughout this whole thing, dependable income. Because I feel like a lot of people come out launching courses and ebooks, which are amazing things. I am absolutely not dissing those. I've got those myself, but it's not a dependable income. You come out launching those things saying that you're going to have the stream of, you know, creating $5,000 or $6,000 right out the gate, you know, with no audience, no marketing, you know, you've got to build that stuff up. But at the same time, you can create a recurring revenue that builds as you build your audience, which is phenomenal. So that's what I teach. So that was my longer, shorter version of the introduction.
Now, like I said, it is our double episode. So we are actually going to be talking about an amazing summit. I'm not just saying that, y'all, because I'm in it. I mean, head on over to katedoster.com/beep. So BEEP, which is down in the show notes as well. Just click the cover art. We're talking about Trello, y'all. And I know y'all love the Trello ads that are always appearing here on the Inbox Besties podcast. But what we're going to be talking about here, we're going to talk about the summit itself so you guys can know some of the other speakers. You know, this month I'm actually in More Money May featuring a lot of the other speakers that we have on the summit, but the summit's a little bit different. So we're actually going to take a step back and see it from a creator's standpoint. If you've decided, you know what, I think a summit is the way I want to go, we're going to talk a little bit about mistakes, things to know about, all of that greatness, what a summit is, you know, how you've traditionally seen summits and what they tend to be, just the general workflow of a summit.
Absolutely. So a summit is one of my favorite things because essentially what it does is it pulls together generally 10 to 20 different people. I've seen it bring together 40 different professionals, but those are insane. But essentially what happens is over a few days, most summits these days are virtual, which means you can watch the whole thing in your PJs. Even better, most of them are free. Unlike summits, a lot of summits that you have to drive to, generally there's an admission fee, you have to pay for plane tickets, you have to pay for food and hotel. hotel. Nope, these are virtual summits. They're usually completely free. So you might be wondering, you know, how do you make money on a virtual summit? And actually a couple of different ways to make money with a summit. And actually the first way that we're going to talk about is through the resells. We'll get back to the other two in a second. But one of the first things that that you do is you're going to set up a way that people can own these things. So all of these summit presentations, generally speaking, will expire between 24 hours and 48 hours later. For the Beep Boop Boop Beep Summit, it's going to be a 24-hour expiration. So you have 24 hours to watch one of the presentations before it expires and you can no longer get hold of it anymore. So, and then after that, so if you think that you're going to be on vacation, but you really, really, really want to watch this summit, you can choose to purchase it. Now, last year we did this by saying, for $97, you get lifetime access to the entire summit. That's how we did it. That's generally how most summits will do. And they range anywhere between $15 for a smaller summit to generally $97 is, you know, about an average for a summit. Mm-hmm. So we went $97 and it worked out really, really well. It was really, really great. The second way that people profit from it is speakers can affiliate for it. So speakers will get paid that way. Speakers get paid by affiliating for each of the sales. So one thing that we're doing, and we'll talk a little bit about how we're doing this year's summit, but last year, again, what we did is we gave a 50% discount or affiliate fee for all of the speakers. So if someone bought the speaker, someone bought the summit for $97, the speaker would get 50% commission on that. Mm-hmm. Worked out really, really great. And then the third way is, hold on, the third way that you can make money on summits is going to be through just general product sales. Now, one of the reasons that a lot of people put on summits initially is because you grow your list like huge. I think from my very first summit, we ended up with just around the 900 mark for people that signed up to attend the summit. We did not have 900 attendees, but we had 900 people sign up to attend. And now out of that 900, because I chose the topic, because it was traffic based and all of my products are traffic based, I was able to make more sales on top of that. Because people would come to the summit, they wouldn't buy the summit, but they would see a product that they liked afterwards and they'd stick around, or they'd be a part of my email in my email for, actually most of my email is still a summit from last year. So not most, but a huge chunk of it is. And so people have stuck around for a year. And so they've started to see me talk about my membership and started to see me talk about my products and my events. And they've signed up for more and more and more because they trust me more. So those are the three primary ways that you're going to make an income from a summit. A summit in general is just a collection of 20 speakers that get together and talk about their niche on one topic. So this year our topic is tools and systems, which I don't know about you guys, but I kind of geek out over like every... Sometimes I literally am like, well, all my tools and systems are working great, but I'm bored and I want to go see what else is out there. So I'll literally just go sign up for tools just to, you know, experiment and see what else is going on. So what we're doing is for 4 days, we are walking through some of the biggest tools and systems in our industry so that people can see how other professionals are using them inside of their business. Because I think that's where we fall short sometimes. We're like, okay, well, this tool looks cool, but I want to know how other people in my industry are using it.
That is like the number one comment that I get from students who buy Trelling for traffic, guys. Spoiler alert, I offer that in my summit thing. It's the same price you're going to get it everywhere, guys. But that is the number one thing is everyone hears these amazing things about Trello, but it's a little bit cumbersome to like set up the boards. And like while they can figure out like, oh, this is list, this is a card, sometimes it is just easier for people to hand you the systems. Mm-hmm. And like you guys know, back when we had our productivity month, one of like my pillars of productivity is be a complete like master at the tools that you have, because why else have them? And I feel like people only use like the skim level of services, even people with like their MacBooks. I'm like, are you using all of the features to its best capability first? So that's why I really like that. So I want to take apart a couple of things, and you actually sort of touched on them. So Just to recap, guys, for your more money in May, the way that you make money from summits goes as the following. You can actually sell the replays. Now, Tara's going to tell you how she sells hers in a second because it's a little bit different, but it can be something as simple, guys, as you put them in a Thinkific site or a Teachable site and people just pay for them like a normal course. Like that is quite all right. The other way is affiliates as well. And those systems, you know, guys, will let you, if you're on the paid level, have affiliates, which is fine. Y'all know my love of Thrivecart. I'll throw it down below. So that's another way that you can have affiliates. And then this is the part that I wanted to talk about. It goes into our next question about picking a topic. You make sure that the overall general topic is something that you're already known for or you want to be known for. In last year's summit, Tara did one all about traffic because that's what she's the go-to in the blogosphere was traffic. So yes, I know some people are like, oh, well, what if they talk about like my stuff and like, won't everyone be like, oh, well, this person, you know, talk about this. There's a million different ways to get traffic. Mm-hmm. Like that, there's just so many things that people can talk about. Like if I were excited to do like an email summit, guys, like there are so many different ways you can grow an email list. Like it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I don't master all of them, but you do want to make sure that you're known with that topic or that you have other products on the back end that you can nurture people's wallets open too. Cause like, oh yeah, she had the traffic summit and now she's got this amazing traffic ebook. Like this makes so much sense. You don't want to do one. Like I wouldn't do one on branding and then I don't sell anything on branding. It makes no sense, guys. So that's definitely something to think about. So when choosing your topics, so last year's was all about traffic. And don't worry, guys, there's a cool way that you can get your access to those and you don't have to pay the $100. Just saying, we'll talk about that in a second.
Come on, honk your horns.
So besides picking a topic that is something that you're known for, how did you come up with the topics for both of your summits?
So for both of my summits, I came up with topics based on how my business was evolving. And that's huge. So I am huge in the opinion that it's okay to pivot. Pivoting in your business is healthy. It means that you're staying, you know, ahead of the game. So don't think that you have to do the same thing every single time. So basically what I'm doing, and I am going to be redoing the Traffic Whoosh workshop actually at the end of 2018, we're going to be having it again. But I don't know if I'm going to be doing the Tools Summit again. I think I'm actually going to be doing a summit on recurring revenue in 2019, because I think that would be so much fun. And that's what I'm being known for. But in my industry, my business has pivoted from purely traffic, like how to create traffic. And we still do a lot of that, but it's niched even farther down into how to create recurring revenue from that traffic. So basically that's how I pick my topics, is wherever my business is, whatever plan I have laid out for my business this year is kind of going to dictate, you know, what products I launch, what goes into the membership, what summits are happening, that kind of a thing. So yeah, it's very much, it very much is based on what my plans are for the year, which I do and pretty strategic about at the beginning of the year.
Because if you guys, and I'll drop a link to Tara's first episode, we talked all about challenges because that's what she was known for. Even as last year, she was literally just launching the membership site, which you actually changed its name, which we're actually going to be talking about as well as we're sort of pivoting over to our next topic. But what I wanted to let you guys know before we forget is if you're really interested in summits and you're like, you know what, I think this might be a great way to grow my audience, to get my name out there. Honestly, just to make connections with people, I've made connections with other speakers just being a part of it. Don't get me wrong. I get pitched like four or five of them a week. Like Tara can see my eye rolls here because we're on Zoom recording this. And like most of them, like it's the worst pitch in the world. But when you actually say yes to one, like the community that you can get with other speakers is just absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So what you do is head on over to katedoster.com/beep. So just one, guys, BEEP. And what's going to happen is you're going to get sent through. That is my referral link, but don't worry, guys, it is completely free for you guys to sign up. But on the thank you page, and we talk about this in Love Your List, Tara is actually rewarding people for sharing. So if you go ahead and share this out with, I believe it's two people, or you get two people to sign up, which is ridiculously easy. She's a tool called UpViral. We talk about it in Love Your List. You are actually going to access to an exclusive training on how to run summits, which I think is super valuable.
Like it's not, I actually gave it to Kate. I gave it to all of the speakers this year because, yeah, it's insane. We actually did this last year too. And it helps me. The reason I do it is because it helps me as a summit creator. I sit down and I walk through, I think it's an hour and 20 minute long video, and it walks you through everything. Like, and I don't not hold anything back. It's not an upsell for anything. I'm not trying to say, and if you want more, join the course or whatever. No. It is literally everything I could throw into this little bonus. I give you access to my entire Airtable that shows you how I organize my speakers based on if I've contacted them, if they've accepted, if they declined, do I have their bio, do I have their headshot, do I have all of these, has their speaker page been created? And then there's also another one on what pages need to be created on my own website, because you have to have your sales pages and your signup pages and your thank you pages and your all of the stuff. So I go through all of it. Like, it is a super, I could easily sell the bonus, but I'm not. It's definitely just for those who are joining. Those who are going to be joining us for the summit. If you guys share it, if you guys get a couple people to sign up, it's yours. You automatically get sent an email. It's unlocked for you. You have lifetime access. It's all yours.
For the summit, how long should somebody plan this? Like, if I'm listening to this in real time, it's the 1st of May. Like, could I have it in June, or could I like have it in like 2 weeks? Like, how long does it actually take to properly create, launch, and manage a summit?
Okay. So I actually love this question, because this is one of the learning curves that I figured out this time around. So like I said, one of the platforms that is pivotal in my summits right now is Squarespace. And again, if you get that bonus, I walk you totally through how I use Squarespace setting up all the pages. So if that's something that you're interested in, go sign up for the summit through Kate's link and grab that bonus, because it's literally an hour and 20 minutes of me showing you how all of that works together. But Squarespace has been absolutely pivotal in my summit creation. And so last year I gave myself, I think it was more like 3.5 months, like, cause I kind of got the idea for the summit. I'm one of those people where I get the idea for the summit and then I'm like, oh my God, I have to do it. And then I'm up until like 1 or 2 in the morning, like that night creating things, like I'm making it, like, I'm just kind of I'm so bad at testing the waters. It's ridiculous. I'm just like, do all the things right now. Throw spaghetti at the wall. See if it sticks.
I believe the clinical term is you're an entrepreneur.
I think you might be right. Mm. I know
we're not normal, guys. You know this. We've talked about this. We talked about how you don't have to be the kid selling cookies, but you do need to be a weirdo, because we're just not normal. As evident by all the side word slants that I get at PTA meetings and stuff when my money alarm goes off. Like, oh.
One of our other speakers, Brittany Berger, talks about being the content unit. She's like, you have to be a unicorn. You cannot be normal. You can put as much content and stuff out there as you want, but if you're not a unicorn, it's not going to work. You have to be you is what you need to be. You need to put you in the computer. That's what you got to do. Sounds crazy.
Like, Tara and I are fully aware that there are other business podcasts, oh my goodness, and other people talk about traffic and recurring revenue and email marketing. What?
We're not going people. I quit. I'm giving
Alas
up. I'm done.
To me. You know what? Just take back our thousands of dollars we want to make doing stuff that we like. Like, just take it back, guys. Like,
yeah. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna get my desk job back. This is ridiculous.
But like, this is what you guys have to do and realize it. So even though we are unicorns, and maybe you guys, I'm just saying, maybe after this, I'll create a summit Trello board. We'll see. For everyone in Trelloing for traffic, how long do we actually need to plan this bad boy?
Right. I knew there was a question in there. So last year when I did this, I gave myself about 3.5 months to do it. And that was perfect, because I was creating everything from scratch. I was learning everything as I go. Literally, I think I took 3 or 4 days off in that entire 3.5 month time period. So for that summit, it was a little bit lengthy, but like I said, everything was just, there was a lot of time packed in there. Like, I did something pretty much every day for the summit. This time around, I gave myself about 3 months and I thought, all right, here we go. We're getting into it again. I spent the first day creating the speaker page, which took me approximately an hour, because I'd already created it last year. So the speaker, I created everything last year. So what would normally have taken me a couple of weeks to get created, it took me 2 days to get done. And so, I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to jump in and start getting all my speakers in line, sending out emails. Yeah, everyone signed on within like a week. So I literally had like, there was like, I think probably 3 weeks, 3 or 4, almost a month in there where I didn't have anything that had to be done on the summit because I'd already created it last year. So I wasn't expecting it to be that insanely simple this time around. And that sounds great, but it was actually a huge problem for me this year because I didn't realize that I was going to have so much downtime. And because my brain is always naturally in kind of what do I need to do next mode, it kind of went into a downward spiral. Like I didn't get all like, you know, oh my God, I'm going out of business. There was nothing like that. It was just like, I didn't know what to do with myself. And when I don't know what to do with myself, that's not a good thing. So to answer your question, if you're launching your first one, definitely three months. 3 months is very, very awesome. That's perfect. Your second one, just keep in mind how much you've already created and don't sell yourself short. You still need at least a month or two to make sure that you get all of your speakers on board. Make sure you get one thing that has been a struggle for both years is making sure that I get bios, headshots, and all of the links that they need on their page. All of my speakers are allowed to give me an affiliate link for the tool that they're going to be teaching because I want them to be able to, you know, get affiliate signups for that. And they get a couple of links for, you know, things that they have going on their podcasts or their courses that they're offering or whatever. That's one thing I love about Squarespace is I can add in as many things as I want and make it pretty and move things around and, you know, mm-hmm. I can really make it custom. But getting all of that information from speakers is really difficult. And it's funny because they all sign up with the best intentions, but of course they've got a lot of things going on in their business. So, generally speaking, I think I only received one of the presentations on time, which is fine because it's actually what I was expecting because I gave kind of an early deadline and then I thought, okay. And then everyone started saying, can I get it to you in a couple days? I'm like, yep, sure. That's why the early deadline happened. But yeah, that's another thing I recommend. Definitely give early deadlines because people most likely are not going to be able to meet the first deadline you give them.
Good to know.
That's always nice. One of the biggest things that I did, I think, in the last couple of summits was, especially with the last summit, and again, I learned this from Sam Bell. I think that's where I was going with that statement earlier. I learned this from Sam Bell. One of the things that I absolutely loved about her summit is that before you even signed up to be a speaker, she sent you to a web page that had all of the information about the summit, what your affiliate information would be, what would be expected of you, how long are the videos, are they pre-recorded, are they live, you know, all of these questions that you have as a speaker, she just went on ahead and answered them for you, which I absolutely adored because then as a speaker, I can be like, oh, those promotion dates are going to conflict with something else that I'm promoting, you know, or this just doesn't sound like it's the right topic for me or, you know, that kind of a thing, or, you know, it helped to reassure me that Sam was on it, that she was, you know, really nailing down her summit. Like she was on top of things. And it also helped me to see that I was a good fit for her summit. So that's what I did. I literally emailed it. I was like, I'm stealing this from you, by the way. And she was like, no, girl. So I borrowed that kind of idea and I created this summit speaker page before I sent out any emails. I sent out a summit speaker page that said, hey, I would really love to have you as a speaker. Definitely head over here to the speaker page and check out all of the information and let me know if you think it's something you might be interested in. And because of that speaker page, almost everyone said yes the first year and pretty much everyone said yes this year. So it's just, that's definitely something, you know, give everything up front. And plus you don't have to type the same answers to the same questions 10 billion times.
There you go. And it looks professional. I think as someone, you know, this isn't my and Tara's first rodeo and it's not going to be your first rodeo very longer, guys. Like probably this is your fifth or sixth. I can tell you anytime you're doing anything with someone else's audiences, whether it is a bundle or a summit or sometimes even podcast interviews, like the more that the host of these things looks together, the more polished it is. And the more as a speaker, you are willing to present it to your audience because you don't want to leave them with a bad user experience. And this really sort of provides everything for you guys. So Tara, you've actually done, this is your second summit and it's a little bit different than the first. So why don't we talk about the first one and then the second one?
Sure. Okay. So I actually love that you're doing that because one of the things that I absolutely love doing in my business is guinea pigging. I love figuring out, I love taking courses and things like that, but I love kind of getting an idea and then immediately just trying to start figuring it out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what I did with these two summits. I did not go through courses or trainings to figure out how to do a summit. I was a part of a whole bunch of summits, and then I kind of deconstructed them and figured out what I loved and what I hated, and I created kind of the ideal summit that I would love to either be a part of or be an attendee at. So I've tried to create a summit that is for the speakers and for the attendees. Like, it's not necessarily for me. I get all, everything that comes to me is a cherry on the cake. I create everything for everybody else. And I think that that's what made that first summit so successful. So with the first summit out of the gate, one of the things that I did, and I did the same thing this year, Kate included, I literally just made a list of like my dream speakers. Like, who would I just, they don't, just scaredy cat aside, it, they all said yes, who would I want to work with? And I had people in there like Russell Brunson, and you know they're not going to say yes, but it's my dream team, right? And so I literally just went down the list. I'm like, I don't care if I think they're going to say yes or no. I'm just going to start emailing them, you know? And I think I got back that first year, I got back replies from pretty much my entire dream team, minus Russell Brunson. But
Oh, Russell.
I got back all of these amazing yeses. And I remember actually 2 weeks into the whole planning process, my mom called. Kate and I were just talking about my mom. I love my mom. My mom called and she's like, "Hey girl, how you doing?" And I said, "Hey, I'm freaking out." And she's like, "Oh my God, why?" And I was like, she was like, are you having troubles getting speakers? Like, no, mom, they all said yes. Everyone said yes. I wasn't expecting. I mean, the names were huge. These were like people that I had been looking up to in the industry since I first started out. So lesson number one, if you're going to be launching a summit, just go for it. Do not think, oh, well, they're not going to say yes. They're too big. You know, no, just go for it. Chances are they're going to say yes. So anyways, another thing that I noticed on a lot of these summits was that they were being hosted on platforms like either Lead Pages or ClickFunnels. And I have tried both of those platforms. And they're both, love you, Russell Brunson. They're both very strong platforms, but they are not ideal for me and for my audience. The price range at the time was not perfect for me. I think it's like $60 to $90, depending on which platform you go with, something like that. So yeah. The price wasn't great. I wanted to do something that would be able to, that, and in addition, I am a huge, and you'll see this when you go to my website or join the membership or whatever. I'm huge into branding and design. Like, I absolutely love everything to be polished and me. And I go to the point where I want my buttons to be where I want my buttons. No. ClickFunnels, you cannot tell me where my buttons go, you know? So
dare every time you, sir.
Come on. So I don't know if ClickFunnels has changed at all, but I did know it just didn't feel as polished for my brand as I wanted it to be. I have a lot of different characters and things going on inside my business. And I wanted to be able to have those artistic, you know, clip arts and drawings and things like that. And it was just too difficult. So what I ended up doing instead was, I was thinking that I had kind of a shop page up on Squarespace for a while. And I started thinking, why couldn't I do this on Squarespace? Like, what would the issues be? What would all of the problems be if I decided I wanted to host my summit on Squarespace? And I started thinking about it. And I started getting into Squarespace and just, I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to create a speaker page. I'm going to create, you know, a couple of different pages that I think I might need. And I went in there and I started creating them and I realized I wasn't running into any issues. In fact, Squarespace was becoming a really ideal platform. Like, I could create a page that was stunning and exactly what I needed and that I knew would convert like hotcakes. And then I could just duplicate it and add in people's information, add in all the speakers' information. So all of my speaker pages took me less than a day to create. All I needed was the information from the speakers, which that's a whole nother story, which we'll get to in a little bit. initially the creation of everything on Squarespace was amazing. One of the first things that I went in and did was I created a speaker information page. And I actually got that from Sam Bell, who's another speaker in this year's workshop. And I absolutely adore that woman. I think I professed my love for Sam Bell on like 5 different podcasts.
Now, what does Sam do?
She actually hosts a podcast called Brand It Girl. And this time around, she is teaching on, she's actually going to be teaching everyone her entire toolkit for podcasting. So all of the tools she uses to create her podcast, she's going to go through. So tons of different stuff. It's really fun. And none of them are duplicates. So it's really, really fun to see that. But she actually, her website is called Brand It Girl. That's the name of her podcast as well. Mm-hmm. It's called Brand It Girl. So she does branding and just helping small businesses really figure out who they are in their industry, their niche and their voice and stuff like that. So she's really fun. And she's over in Australia. So she's got an amazing accent.
I'll put a link to her podcast as well in the show notes for you guys. So there's one more thing that we're going to mention about the summit before I switch into the membership sites. And this is just something that I wanted to say. So you guys have known, because I've shared a couple of different summits that I have been a part of, and normally they're interviews, but this particular one with the tools is actually like mini courses that the presenters are putting together on their favorite tools. So it's actually really unique. Could you tell us about that? Why you decided to go that route? If that proved any logistical nightmares. I know I was one of those speakers that's like, I'm trying to give you this and I can't. I'm trying to give you this and I can't.
All right. So one thing that I should tell you from the outset about me is that I'm actually, and you, I know you hear this all over the industry these days, but I'm an introvert. I don't necessarily like getting out and talking to a lot of people. It's not one of the things that I do best. I do it okay. I just dread it, like literally before I have to do it. So one of the things that I knew I wanted to do going into that first summit was make it so that it was not me interviewing a bunch of people, because that just sounds like pure hell to me. That sounds like something I do not want to do. That sounds terrible. So I decided I wanted to make it like that. And in addition, as a consumer, remember I told you I was trying to create a summit that was the best for the speakers as the same as it was for the people who were attending. As an attendee of a summit, one of the presentations that I love the most are the ones that are based on where the presenter has full control. You know, where they're not being asked questions that maybe aren't, because I've been part of some summits and I'm like, I'm so excited to hear the speaker, and then the presenter asks a bunch of questions that I don't care about, like. You're like, all right, that was like a half an hour of my time wasted. You know what I mean? Mm. But when I hand over the reins to the presenter or to the speaker now can sit down and say, I'm really good at this. This is what I know my audience loves. So I know that this audience is going to love that. So one of the reasons I'm super excited, and I think this is super important with the tools, it's so much better to show people how to use a tool rather than just tell them how you use a tool. And it was the same last year. I saw all of these amazing topics rolling in, and I wanted the presenter to have control of those because they know their topics. I don't know their topics. That's the whole reason I'm inviting them in, is because I don't know what they're talking about. If I knew what they're talking about, I would talk about them the whole time. But
besides Trello, what are some of the tools that we're going to be covering in the summit, which y'all, of course, can get your free seat when you head on over to katedoster.com/boop. Don't forget to share it out so that way you can get that bonus about running your own summits.
Yeah. Okay. So actually one thing really quick, because you did ask a question and mm-hmm. I do want to make sure I get it answered for you, is mm-hmm. the technical logistics about it versus, you know, Q&A versus pre-recorded. I actually did two Q&As last year, pre-recorded Q&A style, and we ended up with sound quality issues on one and actually sound quality issues on both. One of them was really fuzzy and the other one echoed. It was a nightmare. But all of the pre-recorded ones came out great because you guys will go through your videos, you make sure the sound is good, you make sure the quality is good. Then the only thing I got to do is get them up on Vimeo. Now that's where the technical stuff comes in. About 50% of the speakers have no issues getting them in the last pass. I give them a last pass and they get everything up in Vimeo for me. But about 50% of the speakers definitely had issues. Like Vimeo just wasn't, LastPass just wasn't playing nice. So, but you have other options. Google Drive and Dropbox have been absolutely amazing for everybody. So it's either Vimeo, Google Drive, or Dropbox. And technical difficulties are next to none. So it's been amazing. I think we've got 75% of the videos in and uploaded. So I just need to collect a couple more who said they were going to be traveling and they're getting them to me this week. So I think we're going to be golden this year.
Yay. So some of the topics.
Yes. So some of the topics are, so we've got Member Vault is going to be there. In fact, Michael and Michael Kelly of Michael and Aaron are going to be there. So they're going to be talking on their platform called Member Vault.
And we're going to be talking to Mike in 2 weeks, y'all. Mike is actually coming on the podcast where we're going to be talking about, you know, selling courses and interactive like membership site styles.
Member Vault is so cool. I'm so excited to see that presentation. The next one I'm super excited about, it's a chick called Kate Duster, and she's talking
she's pretty
on
cool.
I mean, I've heard rumors, but
I'm just saying it's so funny because like literally her sister laughed at her when she found out that she was selling a productivity organization course. So like, that's not you. I'm like, I know I needed something watch to wrangle me in.
Oh, love it. So we've got Andy Smiles, and Andy Smiles was one of our speakers last year. And I absolutely adore this woman because as small business owners, we are constantly avoiding finances. That's what we do. We avoid finances. We're like, taxes, do I have to?
And there's money, I'm fine.
And how exactly do we organize all of this? Like, as business owners, that's not the fun part. We want to focus on the fun part. Well, luckily for us, we have Andy Smiles who thinks that's the fun part. So I actually have her course. I've been a fan of hers for 2 years. I hate math. I don't do math. I cannot tell you that. I hate it. I hate math with vengeance. Andy makes me kind of love it a little bit more. So if finances is something that you try to, you know, work your way around, that's definitely, Andy's going to be there to teach us how she organizes everything inside of QuickBooks, which I'm super excited about. We've got Miranda Namias, who's talking about Asana. I'm going to be teaching about my top 5 tools for creating recurring revenue systems, which is really fun. So we're talking everything from Gumroad to EverWebinar, all of that stuff. Speaking of EverWebinar, Haley from Your Content Empire is going to be teaching all about EverWebinar. Tasha's doing Squarespace. Tasha Booth is doing Squarespace. We've got Zoom. I'm just going to keep on going. We got Zoom. Sam Bell, who you've heard me profess my undying love for many times on this podcast, is doing her entire suite for podcasting. So she's going to be talking all about her every tool she uses for creating a podcast. We've got people talking about ManyChat, Zapier, which is one I don't know much about, but I'm super excited because I know it runs everyone's business. OneNote, we're going to be talking about Dubsado, Thrive Themes, ClickFunnels, Meet Edgar, DesignSta, ConvertKit. I was like, what's the email that I've been using for 2 years? ConvertKit. So we've literally got just all of the tools that you've been meaning to look into for forever and just haven't had time. Now's your time because we're doing them all in a 4-day time period.
So excited. And guys, what's really unique about this particular one is that it's actually going to be going on Friday through Monday, which means people will actually be home to be able to watch it, which mm-hmm. I think is really unique because one of the issues that I know a lot of people have is like, okay, I want to do these summits, but like I've got the kids or I work a day job. And even though these lessons are pre-recorded, all of the speakers are going to be showing up when our presentation goes live. Like I'll be in the chat box. So I can answer any type of question or be like, hold up y'all, it's coming. So yeah, we're really excited about that.
Another thing that we do, we do want to make sure that we have as much live components as possible. So like you said, you're going to be available on the chat box. Kate is also going to be available inside of the pop-up Facebook group for attendees. So if you guys have questions, you can tag her on Facebook inside of that group. We just wanted to make this as live as possible, but we wanted to take away the technical difficulties by doing anything live.
If that makes any sense. So agreed. Wow, guys, can you see why I made this episode a two-parter? Because Tara just talked so much about what you can do to incorporate money-making summits into your business. But if you want to know a little bit more, such as how Tara keeps herself organized, and most importantly, what to include on that speaker page when you're pitching people to speak at your summit, then you're going to want to head over to katedoster.com/beep. That's B EEP, or just click the cover art, guys, because that's going to get you there. It's the first link. Sign up for the Beep Beep Boop Bop Summit. And then on the thank you page, go ahead and share that out to a couple of your friends, and it will unlock the bonus where she's talking really the nitty gritty, 120 minutes, I believe, guys, for that training on how to run
virtual summits and everything that you're going to need for it. But let's just go ahead and recap a couple of the key points. The first one, of course, is give yourself at least 3 months to plan this, especially if this is your first rodeo, because actually reaching out to speakers and hearing back and getting their bios and scheduling their interviews, because people cancel, and getting all the tech set up. And if you decide to do presentation based like she did, actually getting yourself the videos from those people and putting everything together, it does take time. Of course, Tara also mentioned there are 3 ways that you can make money from summits, and why it's in Mo Money May. The first one, of course, is you can go ahead and sell the replays. I recommend something like Thinkific. You can head to katedoster.com/Thinkific or Teachable, your choice. It's a really easy place where you can just put your videos and just let them sell on autopilot. The second one is by having affiliates like I am for the Beep Beep Boop Bop Summit, where then if somebody who signs up through my link for the free summit ends up purchasing, then I will actually get a portion of that money, which is always exciting. And then number 3, of course, is selling other products that you have on the back end. So this is really important. This is where email marketing, I think, really plays a part with actually picking the topic for your summit. So like Tara talked about, she had the traffic summit at the end of the year last year. And then she sold on the back end of that, not only memberships to her membership site, but she sold eBooks that she had on traffic and other traffic building products, because it just makes sense. So this is why after you have a large summit, besides just telling people, oh, the replays, sell the replays, get those replays, they're amazing, you can actually tell them, be like, hey, I know you signed up for this, you know, here are a couple more quick tips. And oh, look, I have this product that will actually like pull everything together and help you do it. Like, how amazing is that? So that is it for today's episode, guys. Remember, hit subscribe so that way you do not miss Thursday's special bonus episode, where we're going to be talking about how you can bake in recurring and dependable income into your business and blog. Bye, everybody. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers. And they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo. And of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.